Jai Gurudev, this is the speech given by Dr. R.K. on the 26th of March 2008 as a part of the online classes. In this speech, the importance of the 20 Krantidharmi Sahitya and how we should use them was told, and specially about the 3rd and 4th volumes, Yukki Mang Pratibha Parishkar, Part 1 and 2, with respect to tuning our thoughts to Gurudev's methodology was taught. Jai Gurudev.
Now, I hope all of you have done your homework, but repeatedly what I am saying in these sessions, you try to understand that Pujya Gurudev has planned a beautiful network of physical, emotional and mental activities which any ordinary man can do. I repeat, Pujya Gurudev has developed a network of physical activities, emotional activities and mental activities which anyone of this era can do. Nothing special capability is required except a tenacity to do it. All of you got it? The tenacity, the regularity. And remember, when you want to become an engineer, you have to study well for a few years. Then only you have a mental makeup which makes and allows you to think and act like an engineer. Similarly, years of training is required with hours of practical work done every day, many hours every day for years. Then only can you become a doctor, a scientist, a chemist, a physicist or whatever it is. Here Gurudev gives a guarantee that if you can give 6 months only with a minimum of 2 hours per day, you increase the time but don't decrease the time. 6 months is enough, every day 2 hours, as Gurudev has asked you to do. You should not do what you want to do. You should know what Gurudev wants to do and train yourself as Gurudev wants you to be trained. Then 6 months is enough to get the new era man born in all of you who are attending these classes. Is this clear to you all? So this is the dedication with which you should come to these classes and make others come to the classes. Because Pujya Gurudev says that the new era man is already in the offing in every one of us. The new era man, what Gurudev says as the Pragya Putra, is already there, having descended in all physical bodies that are in the world. And now the only thing required is the orientation, to know that it is there, to know that it is there. That is what you have to do. He gives an example that suppose there is a aboriginal tribesman in Africa who has not heard about any developments of the present generation. A man in African jungles of the jungle tribes who has not at all heard about the modern developments. The example that Guruji gives. He doesn't even know languages or any language. He doesn't even know how to wear clothes. But if you bring that unmolded man into our present day society, And if you want to make him an engineer, can you not do it in a few years? Can you not make a jungle to be an engineer if you bring him to the city and train him? Reply. It seems that nobody understood the question. Shrikar says we can. Anybody else? Teja says yes. You understood the question? Yeah. Therefore, if you can make an Aboriginal tribesman to become an engineer or doctor to the present day needs, because you educate him, Guruji says, if you can educate the humanity now, everyone can become a new era man. Got the point? All of you, write it down. Everyone can become a new era man. What Gurudev says as Prajna Putra, if you train him, that's the point. The training is important. But that training should be to the level of a new era man, not to fulfill your desires you do Gayatri, to fulfill your desires you do Yajna, even though you can do that, it happens. Gayatri and Yajna can give you what you want physically also, but that is not what Puja Gurudev wanted. He wanted us to train ourselves first. Hum badlenge, yug badlega. That is, you have to change first. Without you changing, you cannot make others change. So these net classes, I am trying to bring you the revolutionary science of Pujya Gurudev, which already is in the offing in all multinational companies, special classes, especially those books and classes taken by Covey and then that man Edward Bruno or Bruno, I am not able to know the name. These two authors, especially the latter one, is very close to Puja Gurudev's Prajna Yoga methodology. So this characteristic, this understanding you all should have. You have to transfer yourselves first. You have to become engineers, then you can make others engineers, or you can give engineering skills to others, to the society. If you become a doctor, you can give your skills to the society or make others doctors. If not, you can't. Therefore, when you are correctly tuned to what I am trying to do with you, I am not going to teach you. And I am not going to do anything. It is Puja Gurudev which will transform us. What we together do is to understand his methodology. This everyone understood? Type the two names. I am giving you the two names of the multinational company books. Stephen R. Covey. Stephen R. Covey. Covey. These are the two authors. Which have completely tuned themselves to Puja Gurudev's ideology. You read these books, you will find what Gurudev has written in the two volumes of Prakara Pratibha Parishkar. Volumes 3 and 4 of KDS. So this is what I am trying to tell you. It is not just is of no avail if you just hear it and say it's okay. You have to change yourself. For this, what you have to do is, you have to maintain, again I am repeating, the four files. In the first file, you should be very clear about what Guruji said about, can you guess what I am going to tell? Right, what we call Kalane Mimadbano. So this is the most essential step for the new era man. If you can't do it, you cannot become a new era man. What Gurudev wants to emphasize is, Kaikeyi and others who were against Rama did help Rama's work. They helped in Rama's work. But they could not become a part and parcel of Rama's work. So don't be like that. You have to become a part and parcel of Pujya Gurudev's work. You should become a part and parcel of Gurudev's work. So you write it down in your first file. I have to become a part and parcel of Pujya Gurudev's work. I have to become a part and parcel of Pujya Gurudev's work. All of you have written it down? So this is our motto. You should be a part of his work. Even if you don't work and go against him, you see that it becomes a part of his work. But you will not get the credit. You will be criticized and maybe you will weep and weep for the chance you are missing. So this is what the first file contains. Be careful about your thoughts. And what do I mean by being careful about your thoughts? Yes, Hamare Angavayo. What does he mean? He with capital H. Pujya Gurudev. Me, when he says Kale Nemi Madbano, you do what he said you should do in the 20 Kanti Dharmi books. In those 20 books he has given you the entire skeleton which you can develop with muscles and beautiful figures, but the skeleton is there for all of you to do this work. So first file, and when I say first file, don't think you know it already. Your first file must bulge with so many hints that I have given. Everyone must have their own first file where he plans his time, money, power, talents, what not, how he is personally going to use. That is first file. The rules and regulations the individual will follow. The second file, the 21st century, the beginnings of this 21st century, the footsteps of the 21st century, you should be able to hear when you see the newspaper or any book you read, even a novel, or even a movie, anywhere, everywhere, you should be able to see the footsteps of 21st century. That is in the second file. The heading will be 21st century, the bright future. Irvayota Shatabdi Ujjval Bhavishyat. This you have to see regularly with your eyes open. And you cut the newspaper reports. For example, when you now see the newspaper, do you find that from 10 to 15 years back, cases are now being decided in such a way that powerful people are being jailed. Have you seen such a news where you find that powerful people whom we think they will escape a few years back are now being charged with murders and being life sentences? You have to see how the Goan death of a teenage girl, which must have been a closed file, is already making so many shutters in many people's lives. Small, small things, how they are going and showing us the possibility of a bright future in 21st century. Cut the newspaper reports, paste them. Got this point of the second file? All of you? I want all of you to see your own magazines, papers, whatever comes to you. It is not that you should see only newspapers. Anything which comes around you or through you. This is what I want you. News channels also, correct? From movie clips also, right? So this is what I mean, your work for 21st century. So whenever you are awake, and when you are in the regular routine, daily routine state, when you are conscious, when you feel you are alive, you should always feel that throughout the world, the advent of bright future in 21st century is being heralded, especially from the books, what we call the new thought books. So this is for the second file. And now we come to the third file. What is the third file? Thought revolution, Vichara Kranti. And now this Vichara Kranti is based on two very powerful tools from our ancient rishis. This thought revolution is based on Gayatri Mantra and Yajna Vidya. So this third file contains about the Vichara Kranti. And what is the Vichara Kranti? A very simple thing is, live like a soul, not like a human being. Not like a physical body, not like your emotional things, not like a mind. That is where we say the panchakosha sadhana or shatchakra jagarana. This panchakosha sadhana is very beautifully given in the book Fifth Discipline. I don't know the name of the author. I am not remembering it. It is Peter M. Fifth Discipline. You have a workbook also for this book. That is nothing but panchakosha sadhana. Or the five courses taken up by Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya. All the five courses which Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya is offering is nothing but panchakosha sadhana, the fifth discipline. This you have to learn slowly. Slowly I will tell you about all these things. But before that, I have asked very specifically that you meditate on the Lal Mashal, Jnana Yajna Ki Lal Mashal. Systems thinking, personal mastery, mental models, building shared vision, team learning is the five disciplines of Peter M. Senig. And that is exactly what is being given by the Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya in a much, much better way. And let me tell you something. When you read these five courses in Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya, you become a world leader. And I am not joking. Can you understand what I mean by you becoming a world leader? You are not a leader of India, you are not a leader of China, you are not a leader of what is that, Tibet or Russia or this and that or America. You are a world leader where all these countries will come to you. That is the guarantee that Guruji has given in Kalani Mimadbanu. I will make you a world leader, that is what he said. And do you think Guruji jokes? When he says a world leader, it is a world leader. So this is what I want you to put the clippings, developments, and if possible, what I am telling now, you can keep it as a regular record of CDs so that later you can hear them, or even now you can hear them. You can make others also to hear, form your own groups, subgroups. And lastly, I am going to give you the books available in the market for the higher managers in different fields and the link to Gayatri Mantra and Yajna. So with this background, I take leave. You people again and again mull these things. Try to understand and try to increase the membership of at least these classes. At least those in India, they can make it possible. 9 to 9.30 is not a very difficult time for Indians to come into the site. Increase it, and have your own groups in your own towns. Jai Gurudev, bye.